joke that you told me this morning?
What?
About what's greater?
Oh, yeah. If you eat it, you will die. The rich need it. The poor have it. And it's greater than God.
Okay, so let's hear that again. So, if you eat it, you'll die.
The rich need it.
The rich need it.
And the poor have it.
And the poor have it.
And it's greater than God.
And it's greater than God. Nathan loves accumulating these riddles and dad jokes. Let's see. I already know the answer. What do you think the answer is? Let's give him a few minutes.
Let's wait till after.
Oh, you want to tell them afterwards? Okay, we'll let that ruminate. You have to remind me to tell them what it was, okay? All right, so here we go. We are at, welcome to Coffee and Devotions. So good to have you. I hope you enjoy Nathan's riddle. Think about it. Let's have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. We're at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, the first 10 verses, as Ellie's playing with. You can see on the computer here, actually you can see the edge of the laptop, Ellie's playing with herself in the camera.
I want coffee.
You want some coffee? Okay, here's your coffee. No? Okay.
No coffee.
All right, let's go ahead and pray, guys. Father, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you for what a blessing it is to be your people. And we pray that as we read your word this morning, that you would watch over us. We pray that you would teach us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You could probably scoot up here a little bit. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the first 10 verses. How about, Nathan, you want to read verses 1 and 2, and I'll read 3 through 10.
We then, as workers together with them, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you, and in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Oh, now is the day of salvation. We give.
Whoa, it's my turn, dude. We give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed. But in all things, we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in need, in distress, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labor, in sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, but as deceivers and yet true, as unknown yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing all things. Well, we need to ask ourselves, A,
what is this about?
B, what's the best verse to summarize? And C, what are we called to do? Oh, you're not a baby. No, goo goo gaga. All right, what are we called to do? All right, so what is this about? Well, Ellie, this is about the Apostle Paul. Can you say, oh, nope, we're not singing that. Ellie, can you say Paul?
Paul.
Here's a big word for you.
For Paul.
Yeah, for Paul. And Paul was an apostle. Daniel, who's hiding down there, can you say apostle?
Apostle.
Apostle, that's right. Nathan, what is an apostle?
A follower.
Ooh, close, yeah. So the disciples became apostles. So apostles are disciples, are students, right? Someone who's learning and following Jesus. But Jesus, did his disciples stay with him?
No. Does apostle mean go, like, messengers?
That's right. His messengers, he sent them out. Right? And so he's saying, when we as workers together with him also plead with you not not to receive the grace of God in vain, for he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Right? Hey, I would like you to not be a... Hey? No. I would like you to not be a baby and listen. Ellie, is the day of salvation way far away, or is it today? Today. That's right. And so Paul says, look, hey, we're messengers of salvation. Do you guys remember we talked this morning about the catechism? What is faith in Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is a saving grace whereby we receive and rest upon him for salvation, as he is offered to us in the gospel. Right? Today. Can you believe in Jesus today?
No.
Yes! You can believe in Jesus today. Yes. Yes, you can. Can you believe in Jesus today? Daniel, way down there. Can you believe in Jesus today?
Yep.
Yeah.
Even if you... In despair, trust in God.
Even if you're in despair, you can trust in God. That's right. And so here, Paul the apostle is saying, this is the ministry that we've had, right? To give you this good news of salvation. That's today. And so he talks about their ministry. Right? He says, in all things, we commend ourselves as ministers of God. Do you want to know what that word ministers of God is there?
Preservers?
Nope, not preservers. You ready for it? Diaconon. What does that word sound like?
Deacons.
Minister means a servant.
Right? There's D for deacon.
That's right. Deacons. That's right. And so they're servants of God. And in their service, did Paul have all sorts of fancy and good and easy things? No. Sometimes was it hard?
Yeah.
Did you know one time Paul was shipwrecked when he was going to tell people about Jesus?
Yep.
Did you know that Paul was thrown into prison?
Yeah.
Did you know that Paul was whipped?
Yep.
Did you know that they threw stones at Paul until they thought he was dead?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Because we cheated in a book.
You read that in the book? That's right. And so they were persecuted. They couldn't eat sometimes. They had to fast sometimes. There were good things and there were hard things. But in all things, what did they preach?
The gospel.
The gospel. That's right. They were ministers of God. They preached the gospel. What do you think Daddy should do as a minister of God today?
Preach the gospel.
Preach the gospel?
Yeah.
So I should tell people that if they love God, they'll be happy? What about, should Daddy preach that if people love God, they'll have all sorts of money?
Nope.
What about, should Daddy preach that if people believe in God, then maybe they'll be healthy their entire lives?
Nope.
What should Daddy preach?
Believe in God and you will be saved.
Yeah, believe in God and you will be saved, right? Repent of your sins and cling to Jesus Christ. Yeah, believe in God and you'll be saved, right? Believe specifically in Jesus Christ, right? That's what we must do to escape the wrath and curse of God due to us for sin, is believe in Jesus Christ, right? Receive and rest in him as he is offered to us in the gospel. To be a good minister of God looks like whether I'm rich or poor, happy or sad, to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Sad.
Now, what would you guys say is the best verse in this section? What do you think, Bubba? No plan. Let's pay attention.
I think I'd do verse 2.
Verse 2. Okay, I like verse 2. What would you underline in your Bible as the best verse? I would underline verses 3 through 10. That's what I would underline. Although I have underlined in my Bible, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Now is the day of salvation. So I have kind of 1 and 3 underlined. Okay, well, best verse, calling, I think we've already done that. Go find a Bible-believing church where there are true ministers of God who preach the gospel, that the day of salvation is near. Yeah, we're almost done. Oh, okay, well, we're almost done. Okay, why don't we go ahead and pray? Father, we thank you so much that you have sent your Son into the world to be a propitiating sacrifice for us, to take away our sin and guilt and give us righteousness. Lord, we pray that we would trust in you, believe in you, hope in you, and that no matter what's going on in our lives, that your Holy Spirit would let us always be full with joy because we know Jesus Christ. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, may you cling to Jesus Christ. May you receive and rest on him alone for salvation. And may the Holy Spirit comfort you all your life. Oh, you guys want to say goodbye?
Well, I want puppy.
Oh, yeah, answer the riddle. What's the answer? Okay, so let's ask the question again.
If you eat it, you'll die. The rich have it. No, the rich need it. The poor have it. And it's greater than God.
What is it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
If you eat nothing, you'll die. The poor, the rich need nothing, and the poor have nothing, and nothing is greater than God.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I have one.
Oh, okay, last joke. Come on over.
What happens if you read an A-grade book? What might happen if you
read If you, hold on, speak clearly.
What might happen if you read an A-grade book?
If you let a what?
Egg read a book.
An egg read a book. I don't know. What could happen?
I crack up.
You might crack up. Okay. Can you guys say goodbye?
Knock, knock.
Bye.
Knock, knock.
Oh, Ellie wants a knock, knock. Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
No, you say knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bear.
Bear who?
Necessities.
Oh, the bear necessities. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.